Hello and welcome to the Body Shepherd podcast. This show gives the guidance you need for the fit life you want. Hosted by Dan Krask, certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd.
Hey, welcome back to the Body Shepherd podcast. This is Dan Krask, your personal trainer, certified through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, NASM. Yes. And you can find me at bodyshepherd.com. That's bodyshepherd.com, Shep Herd. And there you'll learn about my training philosophies and programs and how to get in touch. And I do hope you'll get in touch because I believe I have a unique perspective on training. I'm not an athlete, not a former athlete. I'm just an average guy, dad, husband, entrepreneur, just going through life. And I've managed to get out of obesity, morbid obesity at that. And I'm living a very fit life right now. I have very practical guidance on how to do that through fitness and nutrition training. And this podcast is dedicated to sort of the stuff between the big blocks, the mortar, if you will, between the big blocks of training and nutrition and daily life hacks and things like that. And today's episode is no different. So look, today's episode deals with a serious topic. It has a funny name, but it's a serious topic. And it looks something like this. You've dedicated some time and energy, expense perhaps, to this this journey out of obesity, out of being overweight. And you get rolling. Man, your nutrition is in check. Your training is feeling good. You're parking at the last space in the parking lot whenever you go to the store so you can get in your extra steps. You're just firing on all cylinders, or most of your cylinders, whatever. And along comes some thing, event, person, maybe it's a tragedy in some cases, something that takes the wind out of your sails, someone needs you, a big crisis with your job, something with your kids, something is going to happen just through the natural course of life that is going to present a huge obstacle in the way of your progress and of your routine and of your systems that you have in place. And this is the point where a lot of people, myself included, very early on in my journey, I would allow these things to be so disruptive that I would just say, oh, fuck it. I'm just, you know, this is it. You know, I can't do my workouts every day. So just, you know, I got a case of what I call the fuggets, F-U-G-G. ITS. And it's powerful stuff because in my case, when I would get into that mindset, I would let one event or I would let one, I think there was one time early on when I got really sick, I had like the flu or something like that, bronchitis or something that prevented me from doing my lifting and cardio routine. And it, you know, a good sickness will last 10 days, 14 days. If you got the respiratory infection afterwards, sinus infection afterwards, that can go into 2-3 weeks. And I let that have power and say over my journey to the point that I ended up taking months off of training. And that's what I call the fuggets, because when you get into that mindset, you just say, oh, you know what? To hell with this. I can't do this. I obviously can't keep training while I'm sick and you know, my body isn't responding the way it should. And by the way, if you ever get sick, stay home. Don't go to the gym. Your body needs rest. That's your body way of saying you need rest. Just stay home. That's another episode that I'll devote to gym hygiene and etiquette. But you know, the fuggets are real and they can do a ton of disruption to your journey. So getting back on topic, the fuggets, they have real power. And I've given it a funny name because I want to be able to talk about this casually, but they really do have, that mindset has a lot of power and a lot of say over how we do things. Because if you get trapped in the mindset that you cannot do this, then everything else that follows after that, your nutrition, your training, your discipline, that's going to suffer because you have decided that you can't carry on. So let's talk about a couple practical examples. One would be, and I'm not going to name any names, but I've had a number of clients that I train come down with a case of the Fuggits recently. And I think that maybe it has something to do with the changing of the seasons. Maybe, I don't know. March is always a funky month, and we're now in April, so I'm coming out of March at the recording of this episode. And I've just had several clients come to me and say, you know, I had this happen with my business, and I had this happen with my kid, and I was called away on a trip, and all this stuff. Like, life just came too fast, too hard, and I went back to the aid and comfort of nasty food. I ate like an unsupervised toddler, and I just gave up. It's like, why even bother? If I can't do this, why even bother putting in any effort whatsoever? And you know what? Here's what I told both of them. I said, I'm not alarmed that you have had this and this stuff happen in your life and you've responded the way you did, because even though we've been working together and we have been developing new habits and you are growing to love training and you love how you feel from training and you're just dropping pounds. Like, between these two people, I bet that they've lost close to, I don't know, 70, 80 pounds by now. And, you know, we've made a lot of progress, but how long did it take you to become obese? In both of these cases, it took years. And the obesity was born out of your lifestyle choices, right? And those lifestyle choices also took years to develop. So life presented challenges, obstacles were put in your path, and you, having months of new training for a new lifestyle, were suddenly up against both an obstacle and a lifestyle that you've had for years. I mean, that's David and Goliath stuff right there, right? Now, in the moment, yes, your lifestyle, the part that's been very comforting over the years that you have reused to comfort yourself with bad eating and non-training and things like that, that's your Goliath. That's the thing that's presently seems like it's going to win. But here's the thing. We have planted seeds of discipline, seeds of change. And the very fact that you're talking to me right now about this, the very fact that you have something within you that wants to return to the disciplines of eating right and training hard and putting in all those, you know, little choices throughout a day that go into making a fit lifestyle, that's your victory right there. So yes, get back to it. Yes, you know, just suck it up and get back to getting on the program. That's part of the deal, is just suck it up. Just suck it up and get back to it. But do so knowing that it's you're doing it because you want to do it. See, you haven't lost it at all. You've had some stuff thrown your way, and yeah, maybe you've put on a few pounds, but you know something? The training that we've put in together, it's actually going to help you drop those pounds faster because you're conditioned better. You're going to hit I bet you're going to train hard for the first week or two when you're back at it because you're motivated. So look, yes, the Fuggits come around, and yes, they have a lot of power, but I invite you to take a step back and look at the larger picture of what's actually happening and see that there's a lot more going on here than you might realize. Now, I want to talk about one more source of the Fuggits. This is a really big deal, too, and that is your body. So when you start off in this new journey and you've devoted yourself to training and nutrition and the daily habits that are going to lead to a fit lifestyle, yes, you have all these things in check, and yes, you feel really good after a good workout, and maybe at the end of the day, you feel good about the nutrition you logged. All the stuff you're doing has a really good impact on your mindset, okay? But at least this was the case with me, and as I've talked to others, this is something that tends to come up over and over, is that every day, or especially early on in the journey, you wake up and you look in the mirror and you still see an obese person, an overweight person looking back at you. And that can be very self-defeating. You can get the fuggots just from that daily interaction with yourself, that your mindset has changed. Your mind is already 50 miles down the road. You in your head, you think that, hey, I've developed the mindset of a fit person. In some cases, that's true. Your mind is going to get there way before your body does. And yet your body needs time, and it will take its sweet time getting there in some cases, to adapt to your new changes. So have some grace with yourself. Remind yourself that it took you years and at least months to become an obese person or an overweight person, and that it's not going to change overnight. And by the way, if you're severely, extremely, morbidly obese, you don't want rapid change, because then you're going to have to deal with extra skin and skin removal surgery and all that stuff. Most of the time, people with excess skin like that have lost weight way too fast, and the body just was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to deflate this balloon, and I'm going to have all this skin left over. And that can actually be a health problem, and you require surgery to remove excess skin. Again, totally different topic, but my point here is that the fuggots can come from outside, extra, you know, curricular, extra stuff outside of your mind, tragedies, circumstances, stuff with jobs, kids, family, etc. But they can also come from within. You can also be staring in the mirror and looking at yourself on a daily basis and say, man, my mind's there, my mind is changing, but this body is still fat. And that's just the way it is. I don't have any kind of magic advice or potion or pill for you to overcome that. It's just a matter of having patience with yourself and just understanding that this took a long time to create. It's going to take a long time to get rid of, okay? So where do we go from here? I'll tell you one thing, and this is a shameless self-promotion, but one of the benefits that I offer my clients is that I've been there, I've done that, and I'm out of it. I have a lot of stories of an experience of being in that mindset of having the fuggets, of being obese, of the power of food as comfort. When a client and I talk, we are talking shop. You are not talking to someone who can only understand conceptually about what it's like to be obese. I mean, I know what it's like to have to go up in size and pants. I think the biggest pants I wore was a 44-inch waist. I'm now around a 32, something like that, for context, what that's worth. I know what it's like to have to suck in your breath, suck in your gut, bend over, and just do your best to get those shoes tied as fast as you can, because you're going to run out of air. And I also know what it's like to have to get out of tied shoes and start looking for slip-ons, because the gut is so big and you can't even do tied shoes anymore. I did that. I had to do that. So when the fuggets come, my clients know that they have a comrade, they have someone that they can talk to who's been there, who knows what this is like firsthand, and we get through it together. Okay? We keep pushing through together. And they look to me for some hard truths. You know, sometimes I just have to say, you know what, this sucks, but just suck it up and move on. You're dwelling way too hard on this. You're being way too hard on yourself. Your body is suffering. Your training is suffering. Just knock it off. We have those kinds of conversations. And other times I have to be very tender, because I understand that this is something, being obese, being overweight is something that It covers such a wide range of emotions, and if you're going to have success with someone helping you through it, that person has to understand those wide range of emotions and the power of emotion too. That's yet another episode. I think I've come up with three episodes in this podcast that I still need to record, and that is the emotional ties that obesity has. So there's a lot going on here. So where we go from here is I invite you to find a trusted person who has journeyed out of obesity. I would caution you to not find someone that is exactly where you are. You guys aren't going to know where to go together. I've never seen a successful case of that where two obese people got together and journeyed out of obesity together. Most of the time it ends in failure together. So find someone outside your current physical state, your mental state, and help them, have them help you get out of it. Maybe that's a personal trainer. Maybe that's a nutritionist. I'm available. I know other trainers that are available. If you're an athlete, I know of athletic personal trainers. Find some help. Get out of yourself. Get out of your mindset. Talk about this. That's where you go from here. As always, thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm Dan. I'm a certified personal trainer, owner of Body Shepherd. Again, you can find us at bodyshepherd.com, BodyShepherd. Body Shepherd is also very active on Facebook, on Instagram. Not so much active on Twitter anymore. I'm kind of done with Twitter, to be honest with you. But you can find us on social media. And I think we're even on Pinterest right now, too. So yeah, I think we are. Anyway, find us at bodyshepherd.com. Reach out. That's where you can find my number, find email, and you can get in touch and chat. You can find programs there that I offer in kind of a general sense on training approach. And as I end every email, every message, every bit of correspondence that I have with Body Shepherd clients, the way forward, the way that we go from here is always onward. Have a great day.